With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Two suspects are in custody in relation to an ambush at a hospital early Wednesday morning that left three Idaho Department of Correction officers with gunshot wounds. Idaho State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly tells KIVI-TV an escape vehicle was located and two homicides are being investigated.
Detective located the Honda Accord that was used in the escape near Leland, Idaho. Additionally, law enforcement and investigating, we are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties.
Skylar Mead, the escaped inmate, and Nicholas Umfenauer, the man who police say shot two Idaho corrections officers early Wednesday to break Mead out of custody, were arrested during a traffic stop Thursday afternoon in Twin Falls, about 130 miles from where they escaped. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he still thinks it's possible to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas.
There's still real challenges. We've closed the gaps, but there are still gaps. So I can't put a timeline on it. I can just say that we're committed to doing everything possible to reaching an agreement, and that work is ongoing.
Blinken spoke Thursday after huddling with top Arab diplomats in Cairo for discussions over efforts for a ceasefire and over ideas for Gaza's post-conflict future. There's still Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's insistence that Israeli forces will strike the southern Gaza border town of Rafah to root out Hamas terrorists who are said to be harboring military divisions there. The United States also called for a vote Friday on a newly revised and tougher UN resolution, declaring that an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
Under a legal settlement with the state, a group of churches and other Christian ministries will be free to hire only people who adhere to a statement of faith. 4 years ago, Democratic lawmakers added sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Virginia's non-discrimination law. Alliance Defending Freedom represented the churches and says, quote, religious organizations are free to operate their ministries without fear of government punishment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voice of the Martyrs is urging Christians around the world to be in prayer for their brothers and sisters in Libya. The country is in the midst of a chaotic civil war, with two Muslim parties vying for control, making conditions difficult for everyone. However, Christians in Libya come in for special abuse, which puts their lives at risk and makes it impossible for them to worship safely. Less than 2% of Libyans follow Christ, and the vast majority are converts from Islam. This is SRN News. Tennessee has a new law protecting musicians in the age of artificial intelligence.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed a law known as Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act, the Elvis Act. Supporters say it will prohibit the use of artificial intelligence to replicate an artist's voice without consent. That would crack down on fake songs generated through AI. Singer Luke Bryan says he gets songs sent to him and even he cannot tell it's not him. Tennessee already considers names and likenesses a property right, and now voice is added to that. The law goes into effect July 1st.
The new bipartisan legislation introduced in the House would require the identification and labeling of online content generated using artificial intelligence. The proposal aims to protect users from the risks of so-called AI deepfakes, lifelike images, videos, and audio. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.